Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Hi, folks. The morning crew is here. Joe Snedeker. We have the great Sean, and we have the great John. This is a Brown Bag Monday edition, I guess you'd say, of Mr. Curiosity. But who's not here, John?
Well, Mindy's supposed to be here.
But?
She had to take a giant air compressor to her car. Do you want to explain?
So we were shooting some promos for the bike ride Gojo 27, and she brought in an inflatable and an air compressor in her Camry. This is a woman's woman. You know what I mean?
I offered to carry the compressor back to the car. Mindy does not.
No.
She's able to do it all on her own. And here she comes.
We're going to hear about the trip back and forth of her. It's a big, heavy air
compressor. She brought that compressor all herself.
How come nobody texted
me? We built this up just so we can have this arrival.
Because Mindy doesn't need someone to help her a compressor to the car.
And we want the arrival of honesty. So describe the air compressor. This was what?
The air compressor is my husband's tool that he likes to use and blow things up.
But it's got to be 20, 30 pounds. And we're all here to help. I'm not saying it's a man's world, but we're more robust than you.
I feel like maybe you are saying
that. I am not.
Oh,
I'm saying
women are strong.
Look at these guns. I'm sitting here
in
spandex.
Those are some guns, yeah.
You can't even be chivalrous anymore.
Mindy's stronger than I am. She goes to workout classes a few days a week.
I take it all back.
I'm probably not stronger than you guys, but I do work out, so, you know.
She brought an air compressor, which was huge. A duck float that was, I think, bigger than me. Hot dogs, buns, macaroni salad, all for the Friday before Memorial Day.
Because it was so important that we celebrate.
She gets the award.
All right. So just so you know, you're listening after Memorial Day.
Yes.
Before Memorial Day, we had some stuff to do. That's why I'm sitting here in spandex if you're watching on YouTube. I'm sorry.
I think you just enjoy the spandex.
The truth is I do. Because my wife always makes fun of me. I don't like excess, and so when there's loose clothes, I feel like it's wasted.
Oh.
Isn't that, there's something mental going on.
There is something mental.
I like
mental.
A clean house. I like tight-fitting things because it just keeps me... you know those... Don't you buy those things for dogs? It releases stress. It provides them with less stress.
The thunder shirt.
This is my thunder coat.
Do you know what's funny?
I feel like I'm being hugged all day long.
So I did a story within the past couple of weeks going for a bike ride. Yeah. My first bike ride in... almost 20 years. I didn't know what to wear because I'm just not used to going for, we went for an 8 to 9 mile bike ride and I just wore shorts and a t-shirt and I was like, do I need spandex? And the person I rode with, she wore spandex.
I told John he should wear spandex.
And if you're going just for a fight.
And it was.
Yeah, that's
what
I mean.
I was fine.
People laugh at us and I get it. It's funny if you're not into the sport, but you have to wear spandex because you sweat and if you have cotton on, it gets everything wet.
Well, tell us the real reason why you wear the spandex.
Shows my guns.
Not only that, they're padded shorts, right?
Padded shorts, so they have thick pads in them so you don't feel the chafing and the stress on your rear end as you sit on the bike. But also, when you sweat, it has to be tight to your skin so that the sweat wicks right away. It doesn't stay on the clothes. And it can't be cotton. It has to be spandex, so now you end up looking like an idiot.
Yep.
But I feel good. I feel like, because when no one's around in my house, all guys do this. I don't know if you ladies do it. You walk around in your underwear. You want to be as close to nothingness as possible. This is how I feel good.
Interesting.
Right. Sean, do you walk around your house in your underwear? Tell the truth. I don't know. Like when no one's around. Your wife's gone. Your kids are gone.
Not often. But I'll make it further from like the shower to like the clothes than I normally would.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah. True story. This is funny. 2 days ago, it was about 7 o'clock. No one was at all home. And I was expecting a package from the UPS man. I'm getting ready for bed. It's 6:45. So I go into my front door. And I open it up, and I'm standing there in my underwear, and my neighbor is right across the street, which he normally isn't, and he was getting ready to cut the grass.
Did you say hi?
He gave me some wise arse remark. I forget what it was, but it was just a moment. And then I had to play cool like I was expecting this. I said, hey. Hey, Randy, he's my neighbor. I thought you'd want to see what a well-fit older man looks like. And he just laughed. But I got caught naked almost on my porch.
That's really funny.
To this guy. But all right, so Brown Bag Monday, these are the questions. Mindy, what's the address? We need people to send in questions.
Oh, yeah, it's Oh, brownbag@WNEP.com.
Now you're reading it off the bag. You don't have it memorized? Brown bag.
You've had so many addresses, I can't keep track.
You're still thinking about the Eugene one?
Yes, no. The Eugene. There's the Joe.Snedeker.
Any of our addresses work, I guess. But the one for this is brownbag@WNEP.com. And we are filled up. Look at this thing.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so,
Who's going first?
Do you think people are listening to this podcast?
Here's what I want you to do.
Sean has data.
Thousands of people listen. And
I don't
have
data right now.
We need you to email Mindy and say, I listen.
Okay? Oh, that's
Mindy.
A good idea.
Mindy.Ramsey@WNEP.
Mindy with an I.
I'm sorry, Mindy. You're going to get a lot of emails.
But every week it feels like it's a burden for her. I say that.
I think he just plays that role.
I do.
You don't have to come.
Well, I felt like you guys started without me and you didn't really need me.
You can go hide in your Camry with your air compressor.
I'm going to pick the first question.
Okay. Your fancy lights in the front that I
noticed. I went right on the top. Did you mix these up or the most recent on top?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Big Daddy. I'm not sure. But here we go. First question.
The one thing I'm learning as we do this podcast longer is that I'm going to have to get reading glasses. Oh. All right. This is from Kim.
Kim.
It's prom season in NEPA. It's getting a little past that, but that's okay. And across the country, where did the word prom originate? Why is the spring dance called prom? This is from Kim from Covington Township.
Oh, do you know the answer? I think I know the answer. But this is your question.
Well, I'm going to go to the promenade or something like
the
that.
Promenade.
That's what I was thinking.
Promenade. Yeah. To strut. And,
to dance.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's from that. I don't know why that got assigned to the spring dance in high school.
It goes back to probably Victoria.
Is Sean looking it up to get the real answer?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's not even into it. We're a waste of his time.
He's in charge of all digital at this station. He's got to be on top of it.
No, I'm looking up like AI questions potentially if there's a lull. But anyway,
now he's going to AI.
I'm
going to
guess.
I should have done this ahead of time.
We have the random AI questions.
You're right. When there's AI, we don't even have to do this anymore. We can just make our own little AI like. Doppelgangers.
You sit home in your underwear and waste life away.
And let the computer do it.
It's going to happen.
All right, Sean, you're up.
So we think it's from the word promenade, but we're not sure. All right, Shawnee Baby.
I can draw one or I can do an AI.
Well, that's up to you.
No, draw one.
You want to draw?
Oh, you want to do AI?
I think we go to AI when we're out of other options.
Yeah, yeah. If this one's bad, I'll go to the AI question. All right.
No, there's no bad. This is what's on people's minds. How dare you insult
them? These are the
them?
Voices of the
people.
The
voices of our people.
This is actually a good one.
Ooh. Oh, here we go.
Nice. Ready.
And look at Mindy. No attention for her.
She's looking up prom.
I was looking up prom.
Oh, okay.
This is from Travis, a former NEPA resident, who asks, would you rather go over Niagara Falls in a barrel or be tickled nonstop for a year?
Oh, that's so easy. I'd rather go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Put me in the barrel.
Yeah.
Are you guys serious?
You're not going to die from being tickled. You could die from going over the barrel.
There's so many stipulations here. Is the barrel...
Well, that's a year.
Are we guaranteed life at the end of the over
Let's
the barrel?
Say,
is this a secured barrel?
People have survived the barrel.
No, but, that's what I mean. Is it going to be a guaranteed survival?
Yeah, sure, yeah, you'll survive.
Let's make it apples to apples kind of comparison.
All right, you go over the barrel and you're definitely going to survive. Or
being tickled for a year sounds horrible.
Yeah, but am I going to work being tickled? Am I driving being
You're
tickled?
You're just always being tickled.
24/7 for a whole year.
I don't know why you guys
And at some point, would your brain just shut it off and just
Because my dad
anymore?
Used to tickle me when I was little, and I'd get to the point where I couldn't breathe and, you know.
I'm still amazed by you two really upfront saying.
It sounds like fun.
And I'm really ticklish. I don't want to.
I did not know
that. I'm really ticklish.
Give him a tickle, Mindy.
Can this to our advantage?
Give him a little tickle.
You shouldn't have put that up.
We need to get
Give him a tickle.
I mean,
so
I think we need to get Rennie in here.
And then they'll tickle me, and then I'm like, no.
Oh, that's funny.
So put me in the barrel.
By the way, when you were a kid, were you fascinated with the Niagara Falls barrel stuff? For me, it was Evel Knievel, Bigfoot, UFOs, and people going over the falls in a barrel. I was like fascinated with those four or five subjects.
Well, there were actually people. When's the last time someone did it? I think that was kind of like...
The time frame that it happened.
Like late 70s,
barrel,
70s
over the falls
or something.
Kind of
and some people did survive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was a kid that fell out of a boat that survived.
Yeah.
That they were boating too close to the falls.
Are you
and
serious?
And a kid fell out and went over it and survived.
He survived.
Oh, my gosh.
We went to the museum with my parents. I was just fascinated. That one boat that stuck on the rock as it was about to... All those things fascinate me. Bigfoot and Loch Ness and...
Huh. Interesting.
Niagara Falls is an incredible place.
I still haven't been there.
It's an incredible place.
Incredible place.
I haven't been there.
Well, I grew up about 2.5 hours from there. So it was we commonly went there.
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't been there.
I know. It's so stupid because when I lived in Maine, it wasn't all that far away. I could have gone then.
What?
But I don't know.
It's like somewhere everybody has gone.
Everybody has been.
Good vacation.
You got to go.
I know.
You believe in Bigfoot?
I don't think so.
No. Loch Ness? No.
No, I think it was a sturgeon.
Yeah.
Barrel? Barrel? I don't know.
Barrel
not sure.
Barrel over Niagara Falls.
I could try it. I like whitewater rafting, if it's anything like that.
Probably a little Mindy's different. First visit to Niagara Falls will be in a barrel going
Let's get
over.
A barrel.
Do you guys remember when Steve Austin ripped the arm off of Bigfoot and
yes.
$6 Million Man?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, I love that show.
That changed my life. Yeah. It really did.
We used to do the noise from that, my brother and I. I can't remember.
Yeah, of course.
He ripped Bigfoot's arm off and it was a robot.
So how did that change your life? The fact that it was a robot or the fact that you could somebody could do that?
I don't know. I still think about it daily.
Wow.
Because he was such a cool guy and Bigfoot was so cool. Everything was just.
And he's still cool.
I think it was just because I was 9, 10 years old and everything is great then, you know?
Yes.
And it's on my mind now. Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
All right, you're up.
Building a weather station in your backyard.
You did that when you were 9 or 10?
I started about 10, 11.
Oh.
Don't laugh, Mindy, okay? I'm sitting here in spandex.
And this is what you've become.
This is what I've become. All right. Whoo! When going to the... Oh, man. You know, these questions, I'm telling you, I love them. So this is also from Travis. He must have stuffed us with good thoughts. My wife and I get into an argument all the time over this. Are you ready?
Okay.
When going to the airport... How soon before your flight do you arrive? I mean, look at Johnson!
Why is he laughing?
Because he's in the same boat as me.
I feel like this is one of those ones we need to write down.
He's in the same boat as me with this. Why? Because your wife makes you go way too early.
She gets nervous.
See, this is my...
So we've got to go so early, and I'm like, we're fine. We're fine.
Mindy, we're living the same life.
We're the opposite. Like, my husband's like, oh, we got to be
there.
Is he
the one
But it also, it depends on the airport,
though. It
does.
It depends on the airport.
But you're always early. I tell my wife, we get to like 2 hours early.
They say you're supposed to.
2 hours is probably about what I shoot for, whether or not that
happens. Now, does your wife want to go early or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her mom was a travel agent, so I think it was always just sort of like.
All right, well, Sean, what's your average waiting time waiting for your terminal to load? I mean, that's the big question here.
I mean, by the time... So if you were to get there 2 hours early...
Right.
I mean, here, you're through security in about 10 minutes,
Yes.
And then you're waiting for an hour and a half.
So just show up an hour later next time.
Here's the thing, too. If your flight's at, like, 7 o'clock, they're boarding it a half hour early. They start boarding. So, I mean, that 2 hours...
We could have a whole podcast
30 minutes is just boarding time.
I know. But you definitely go later. And here's another thing that fries my ham. The plane lands. Right? Everybody stands up.
They all stand.
Why are they standing up?
I don't know.
It doesn't make them feel
as
better.
As if you're getting right off. You're sitting there for 20 minutes.
You're going to sit there for 20 minutes. And I'm in the back sitting and everybody's standing. I'm like, what are they missing that I get? And I hate to sound like a jerk here, but why are they standing?
I think it's just they think, oh, we're done.
So
time
what,
to get off.
Standing
but you're still just going to stand there.
Maybe they just need to stretch.
Could be, but they don't look like they're stretchy.
Right.
They're just standing. And then they have a frustrated look on their face.
Because they have to unload the baggage. They have to do all this stuff.
Sit down and chill.
Yep.
I love being in the back right in front of the bathroom. Last seat. Because whenever you see pictures of crash planes, the tail is always unaffected.
Oh, okay.
So that's your spot.
That's my spot. I like it. They're the cheapest seats. They're the best seats way in the back in front of the toilet.
Okay.
And you can go to the bathroom right there.
There you have it.
Let the rich guys have the front seats. I'm a back guy.
Okay, good to know about you.
Mindy, you want to travel together?
I'll dig deep.
We're going to get to the airport extremely late. You and I are going to sit in the back.
I like to be comfortably early. I mean, I only get there 2 hours early.
I like the look on your face. You're too early all the time.
We flew out of Avoca back in March, and Randy's like, we got to go. We'll be fine.
And that's the worst. Not that the airport's bad, but... I mean, if you're in a larger airport, there's so much more to do to kind of, like, distract the kids and stuff, especially if you're traveling with kids.
Like, by overpriced. No, when you go,
so to be there really early and there's just, like, you're just sitting there, that can get...
And going to Philadelphia, you do have to account for the school traffic
a lot of unknown.
And all that kind of stuff. So I get it.
Yeah.
Do you buy expensive, overpriced trinkets at the airport?
No.
No? You won't buy, like, an $8 Pepsi or...
No. I try to do everything
to
avoid it.
If we're, like, laid over, we might buy a beer or something like that, but... Yeah. But it's really expensive.
They need a dollar store, Dollar General, in the mall.
They do.
In the airport. Why
in the airport.
Don't they just do that?
Dollar Generals are everywhere else. I'm surprised they're not
Dollar General.
They've got a captive audience.
Out in the middle of the runway. They're going to put a Dollar General.
That wouldn't surprise me.
In one airport.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is a fairly recent email, like April, but it's an old school situation.
Is it Travis again?
No, it's not Travis. This is Carol.
Carol.
Hey, Jim Reaper.
Whoa.
I know. It's like going way back.
Whoa.
I've got a couple questions for you. You look like you know a thing or two about death. Why does every funeral parlor you go to have overly cushiony carpets?
I've never noticed.
What do you mean you never noticed?
No, it's true.
Definitely. They're always plush.
They're always cushy.
Everything is plush.
Yes.
I've never really noticed.
It's over plush.
And then the other question. The other question is, what's with the old school hearses? Wouldn't a regular pickup truck be more practical and fuel efficient?
Practical and fuel efficient.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Just put them in the back of the truck.
Load it in there.
I could see the pickup thing being like a special request in somebody's will. Like,
oh yeah,
what it seems.
I want to be in a pickup.
Redneck.
Take me in.
Well, if they just like pickups.
A pickup. Yeah.
I mean, you've
or
got
their,
a pickup.
Their pickup.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If
they love their truck and they want to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it is more practical, but we don't want that because it would appear to the people at the funeral as less classy. If you're
probably.
In a pickup truck,
yeah,
they
probably.
Load the casket and put it in a pickup.
But and it wouldn't practical. Be covered. It would just be like, you know, in a hearse that's all indoors.
See, I hate like all the pomp, circumstance, and drama. So I like these ideas from this person.
Yeah.
Joe just wants to be like,
you're okay in the back of a pickup truck.
I'm definitely okay, yes.
Like, towed behind.
Wrapped up in burlap even. But what
right.
about the
in a pine
carpet?
Box.
Why are... Let's reverse this. Let's picture a funeral home, sterile like a hospital. White tile floors.
It'd
everything
be awful.
Stainless steel.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
I wonder why, though. What does it say about...
There must be a lot of research that goes into the furniture, the carpeting, the lighting, because they're all the same. They all have the same feel
they
to them.
They all have the same...
So there's got to be something that this is the kind of carpet that comforts people. This is the kind of furniture. Don't you think? Because you walk into them, they're all...
Well,
you have the same feel.
Each other.
Yeah.
But Sean, you never really noticed
I've
the
never
carpet.
Noticed
it's like walking
the
on
carpet?
Three carpets.
No. What if it... Maybe it's for people, like, if they get real emotional and pass out, they're on a nice...
Kind of nice padded carpet instead
of a hard
you never
floor.
Never know. You don't... Yes.
Could be.
There's some reason behind it that it's all like that.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And Jim Reaper, if you are wondering, he was our skeletal Halloween guest 3 years ago, I think. Mm. And he still exists in the backyard, by the way. We may pull
him out. He's going to work again at Halloween.
Yeah, he is our backyard.
I think he got resurrected last Halloween.
He came back to life.
Yeah, shockingly. I think you were surprised by that.
Yes.
All right, let's see. This is from Travis.
Listen, Travis, if you're listening, keep them coming.
Yeah, they're good.
You're a part of our podcast. That's okay.
Does leap year affect the weather? Let me explain.
No.
If we add a day every 4 years, are we then pushing the seasons forward? I'm not saying global warming isn't a thing, but when I was a kid, I remember it being freezing cold and snowing on opening day of rifle season for deer, and the last few years I've been out in a sweatshirt and a t-shirt. Are we pushing winter further away by adding a day?
So, we all know the answer to that. His misthinking is that, remember, we're pushing that day because we lost it for 3 years. So we're just catching up to where we should be.
If we didn't add
we
that, the seasons would be pushed, right?
If we just kept adding a day every year, then we would get ahead. But you're right. If we did nothing,
or if we didn't,
the seasons
right.
would change.
The seasons would change. Yes. Yeah. Very good, according to our construct of a calendar. But
no, I do feel like the seasons are shifting.
So the seasons are shifting for all, you know, we know it's climate change. So it's man's addition of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And
what about the cows?
Methane, water vapor, they're all to blame.
Okay.
We're the main contributors to this. But that's pretty cool. The average temperature here in NEPA has gone up 1.5 degrees Celsius since I've been alive. That's 3 degrees since Snedeker here has been on the planet. That's
really?
A big deal.
But you've been on the planet a long time, though.
I'm 58 years old. That's a big change.
Yes.
That's like if you know, someone listens that year, 2-3 degrees. Not a big deal. Imagine the entire planet heating up 2-3 degrees. That's like if you have your home set at 67 and all of a sudden you want to set it to 70. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Your
big.
Furnace is going to have to pump all that heat and then you'd feel 3 degrees. So for an entire planet to heat up by a couple degrees, that's a big deal. Huge. And that's probably what he's feeling.
I think so.
Change in seasons.
Go ahead, Sean.
Although there's a little bit of, don't you think, too, everyone thinks when they were a kid, things were different.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little, it snowed more or it was colder more.
Because your memory of being a kid is of the snowstorms.
Yeah. I feel like when we got snow as a kid, it was a big deal. Every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of that, too. Confirmation bias, what you remember.
What are the odds this is from Travis?
I love it. Travis, again, if you're listening, consider
is you're Travis
the,
word, say where
you're
he's
the,
from?
You're the fifth
formerly
member.
Formerly from.
No.
Formerly from NEPA.
Oh, he's so, just a formerly from.
So he doesn't even live here anymore.
That's okay. Travis.
That's
Travis,
awesome.
You're
a,
back.
You're a part of our podcast. Keep the questions coming. Did he have the funeral
from?
Question?
No, that was Carol. Oh.
Carol.
I want a stainless steel funeral home. Everything.
You don't.
White just style? Like kind of like flickering fluorescent lights.
Oh.
I
like
bet
a,
you if
like
you go
a
in,
morgue.
I that's
bet
a you, morgue. You're right.
Yeah.
That's
if you go in the back room, you probably find some stainless steel.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's the answer to the question. A funeral home is designed to be the opposite of a morgue.
Yes. Mm.
That's probably what they're doing.
They're overcompensating.
They're overcompensating.
Because they know what the back room looks like.
Yeah, they know what it looks like, so they do the opposite with everything.
This one is from Twyla from Penn's Creek. She asked, Joe, last summer when you were finishing up the summer of the chicken, you said the winter might be the winter of the polka. I was just wondering what happened to that idea.
I can't
because
believe
it didn't
people
happen,
notice this.
And I like polka.
Okay.
Twyla.
Who's going to explain this one? Who's going to explain this one?
I forgot about the winter of the polka.
I know. I did
this
too.
This started to happen last fall. We said, let's do the winter of the polka. And then what happened? Something knocked us off course.
Well, Claire was leading the way with like composing a polka and things like that. And then she left.
But then something happened too. I thought we better do this instead.
I can't remember.
And then all of a sudden it was spring and we forgot about it.
So what was it the winter of? I don't remember.
We didn't have the winter of anything, but it.
But what was our theme?
I can't even remember.
I know. Isn't that something?
That's
but anyway,
really something. I can't
Twyla,
remember.
We're going to consider this for future.
Yeah, because we still
endeavors.
Love polka.
Yeah.
I think we just associated more spring and summer with polka. So we said, let's wait until then. That's what happened. And now
could
here
be.
Summer came and we moved on.
Maybe
to
the summer, of the summer of the inflatable, then we'll go on to the polkas.
Fall the polkas?
Well, the end of the summer. There's all the county fairs and all that kind of stuff. They polka.
Yeah. It's going to happen sooner or later. But
we love
it to
the
be
polka.
Natural and organic. Yep. Organic is
all
the
right,
key.
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's
Mindy,
okay.
Why is there a... We're not going through.
No, we're not going there.
Your poor wife. Every time I see this.
I was just doing that last night, and I think about you guys. Because I am not a horrible person. I don't care what you say.
Well, okay.
These are the best cleaning things in the world. I'm telling you. You use these.
I wonder how many people have started doing
what are they
I know,
after
seriously.
Hearing you.
What's the official name for these things?
It's a loofah.
A loofah?
Yeah.
It's oh, no, it's called poof. A body poof.
Body
Dollar store. Now, if this were at the airport,
well,
how
that's
much would
the generic.
It be?
$15.
How much?
$15.
$15.99 if this item right here were at the airport. It's a poof. All right. I know most of you were trying. This is Phil in Archbold. I know most of you were too young to have experienced Monty Python. Not true, sir.
No.
No, I remember Monty
when
Python.
When they were in Prime, but are your fans... Are you fans of the show, and what episode or movie punchline is your favorite? That's Phil and Archibald. So, where do we go with this? What do you
I
like?
Know John is a huge fan.
I'm the Holy Grail.
Is there
bring
a,
out,
yeah.
yeah, bring out your
bring
dad.
I'm
the
not,
Ministry of Funny Walks from the show is a good one.
I guess
one.
We have our expert right
fish,
here.
The fish slapping, is that's another good oh, yeah. one.
Keep it going.
I'm not else? Dead yet.
I'm not
that's
dead.
My favorite.
Actually,
that's
I'm doing just
I don't
quite
like,
fine.
Yeah. I don't like spam.
Oh, yeah. yeah that's yeah, a good
so
one.
What's he going to do? Nibble your bum? Is he going to nibble your bum?
It's just a flesh wound.
Life of Brian's a great movie.
Life of
underrated.
Brian is great. Yep. Yeah. So I love it.
Great. Holy Grail is one of my favorite movies of all time. My brother and I would quote that movie all the time when we were kids. Like teenagers.
It's just so bizarre when you're a kid and you see these adults acting so outrageous
yes.
and sarcastic and but intelligent.
Mm-hmm. That was what, PBS, I believe, when I was a kid. That's where I saw Monty Python, Are You Being Served, all these British comedies that were like.
Oh, Are You Being Served? That was funny,
too. Fantastic. She had the green or purple hair. The yeah. one, that was a good one.
I don't
Benny
think I
Hill,
saw that.
When you're a young man going through puberty, Benny Hill is the answer. That's all I'm going to say. Benny Hill was awesome. Did I ever tell you this story, true story? I think I said this on the air, so you guys might be sick of it. No joke. I'm not making any of this up. I mentioned Loch Ness Monster and all that stuff, right, from when I was like 9, 10, 11. All right, so this is one night. I'm 9, 10 years old. My mother says to me, now, she was a very wonderful, innocent, loving person, Catholic as they come. Ooh, she was looking at the TV guide, and she said, there's a circus on tonight. and I'm not making any of this up, and she sat us all down. I was 8, 9, 10 years old. It was Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Oh, my God.
So she sits us in front of the television. I'm not making this up. It's like a scene from a sitcom. And then the opening scene was they are carrying the Pope on his Pope thing, like a, what are they called? These, you know, yeah. They, whatever
yeah.
they are.
Yeah.
And they were taking him down the street, and then he went under a bridge, and the Pope got knocked and fell off there. And she was outraged and immediately shut this off. Now I remember this as I was 19 years old.
So funny.
She thought it was going to be a circus.
I would venture to guess a lot of people accidentally discovered Monty Python because they thought they were about to watch a circus.
Yeah.
It was genius. It's kind of like Bare Naked Ladies. I mean, what right. better band, name yeah. to get
for
people to come
a band,
to?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, obviously Monty Python made fun of the Catholic Church all the
right.
time. So
she,
not a good one for
not
for,
a good one
yeah.
for the opening circus scene.
Yes.
Yeah, the Pope was taken down, and she immediately shut that off. And
oh, that's
the
so
holy
funny.
Hand grenade of Antioch. First thou shalt pull the pin.
Maybe we should have a movie watching night, because I haven't watched these movies since high school.
I haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't seen them in 20, 30
years. I actually just started watching some episodes of Monty Python, like with the girls, just to kind of get a gauge
on
what
they'd be interested in.
And they were like partially interested.
Yeah, I think we tried to show it to my kids and they weren't into it. But maybe it's the age.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I don't think a teenager or a 20-something would like.
Some things, yes. Some things, not. I mean,
they
were
kind
of all over the
It's almost like of the time and a certain generation.
And that humor is almost gone now.
It's gone, yes. Yeah. Because the snowflakes would be offended somehow.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe?
I don't think so. I don't know. I think it just depends on your sense of humor. But
yeah.
Has anyone seen Spam a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I haven't seen
really
it.
Hard at that.
That's
yeah.
really good.
So great question. We love Monty Python. It's universal
yes.
here. No one's offended.
Offended.
My mother wasn't offended. She was just didn't know what to think.
Wasn't expecting that.
She was,
and, but
yeah.
she was expecting a circus. So
she
clearly.
Knew you kids shouldn't be watching.
She knew we should.
When the Pope got knocked over, better turn it off.
Maybe she got us out of the room and then watched it later on her own and laughed at it. I don't know, but that was a funny moment in my life.
And you know, it's funny because, and this is the thing that my kids just will not understand. Is that you all got put around the TV to watch TV. Like,
yes,
there were
right.
only certain things on TV.
ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS was
and
a new
so
thing.
And so if we were going to watch TV,
it's a big thing.
We all sat and watched whatever was on right. at that time.
And you only had one or two, maybe two TVs in, that,
maybe.
In the whole house.
Yeah.
I
yes,
mean, so it was kind
two.
Of whatever. Everyone is, had to agree on what to watch.
Folks, this is going to be the best question ever.
No.
Mindy has a look of disgust, and she's shaking her head.
Because
this is going to be awesome.
It's just, it's one of those questions that I mean, it's just for Joe. So this is from Ed.
Big Ed or Little Ed?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Medium Ed. What the heck happened 12,900 years ago? At the end of the last glacial period, it
Younger
was...
Younger Dryas?
Was it... What's that?
The Younger Dryas?
Yes, he's talking about the Younger Dryas, which I don't even know what the Older Dryas is. Was it a comet strike, a volcano, a jet stream shift, a shutdown of the North Atlantic conveyor, or something else that brought on the Younger Dryas?
Oh, this guy
it was
is
a
awesome.
Terrible time for folks back then, which we weren't alive. And
there
I want to
humans on the planet.
There were Neanderthals.
Oh, God,
okay.
Yeah, we were
all right.
All over.
And then I want to be on the lookout for signs of it happening again so,
so
I can prepare.
I can tie this into current times. This
okay.
is true. So
right.
imagine northeastern PA covered by glaciers, 2 miles thick. They recede. Climate changes. Orbit cycles. The Earth is warming up. Then all of a sudden, about 12,900 years ago, we go deep into a temporary brief ice age. I think it lasted hundreds, maybe hundreds of years. And then we go back to melting, and here we are in this post-glacial world. So what is believed to have happened, all the melting water from the glaciers created a large dam that could have then a natural dam built of debris, obstructing rivers, whatever. When that dam breaks, all that fresh water flows into the Atlantic Ocean, sits on top of the Gulf Stream and cuts off the Gulf Stream, and that plunges Europe and North America back into a little temporary cold period. So guess what's happening now? To the Gulf Stream. It is being reduced and maybe shut down in the next few, I hate to say decades, hundreds of years, or maybe even sooner. And what's shutting down the Gulf Stream, this warm current of water that comes up the East Coast and bathes Europe?
So we're going into another ice age.
No, but what could do that? Why
the
would
melting,
the melting of the polar ice caps caused by
climate change.
Humans.
Yeah.
So you can get actually a brief period of colder weather from warming the temperature. If we shut off the Gulf Stream, it's bad, man. We're getting back into a temporary cold period, and that could happen maybe in our lifetime. The Gulf Stream is shutting down currently. It's reduced by 10%.
We better pick another question.
I know.
But it's a negative feedback. Humans warm the planet, the ice melts, and then the water pours into the Atlantic and stops the Gulf Stream and shuts it down.
Oh, I apologize. Ed, that was a good question.
It was a good question.
And I'm very interested in the Younger Dryas now, and I'm going to have to research it.
It's named after a plant that grows in cold climates.
This isn't a question. It's just a comment.
All right.
From Gary. Good morning, Joe. When John came out in the crocheted pants, he looked like he stepped out of the yellow submarine.
Oh, true.
So how do you describe that feeling?
I think so. Yeah.
We all thought he looked great.
John joins the cartoon Beatles was the subject.
So do you guys remember a cartoon Beatles show or you're all too young?
I don't remember.
I have like just Beatles some show. Type of weird memory of this thing. And everything was rainbow colors and arcs. You don't remember?
I mean, I've seen imagery from it, but I don't remember it.
It's funny. That's like a weird part of my childhood. Everything was rainbows and oranges and greens and yellows and nice smooth circles and the yellow submarine. And you had the yellow avocado appliances in your home. Did you guys know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Everyone had those.
It was the world in the 70s. So that's what he's referring to. Your shorts looked like that.
Or they were pants, but yeah.
Your shorts.
Oh, I had the shorts. That's right. You had the pants. So they were crocheted by one of our viewers.
I had the skirt.
And we'll have to find an occasion to put all that back on again.
We will. Yeah.
So it was very yellow.
There was the fashion show. It was the Diane Falco line.
Yes, the Diane Falco collection.
Diane Falco collection.
Yes.
Sean, if you're really good.
Not the Edie Falco collection.
No, it's different.
Were there people wearing that at the Met Gala?
I think there were. Yeah.
Sorry I interrupted.
No, that's
let's talk more before Sean picks us about the thermohaline circulation of the North Atlantic Current.
Does this have to do with the Younger Dryas?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
You
want to?
No, we can if you want.
It's awesome.
I find it fascinating.
Europe would really be affected.
It is fascinating.
All of Western Europe would go into a very cold
Maybe period. I need to take Joe's geology class. Maybe.
I got three at Marywood, Mindy. Join us.
We'll sign up.
You'd make me uncomfortable. I wouldn't be myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Would I make you uncomfortable?
Yes.
That'd be funny.
Now she really wants to.
Let's have a WNEP Plus special about it.
Oh, my gosh.
About the Younger
Dryas?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be kind of fun.
I'm down.
Or we
you didn't even open that yet? We're killing time for you.
No, I thought you were going to go on their four-hour dissertation about
it. No, I wanted them to mock me for wanting to get back into it. I would never torture the listeners like that.
All right. This one's from Rob C. Are you going to do anything fun with the interns at the end of the summer like you had before?
Aww.
In the past, you had a slip and slide and a dunk tank.
Dunk tank.
For good entertainment, you should call in Martina for her opinion, as I think she did the dunk tank when she was an intern.
How does this guy know Rob Cardillo? How does he know?
He knows Martina.
Just watch.
Huh.
As a watcher.
Well, first of all, we don't have interns anymore.
Well, let's go back. So your first year was here?
2007.
And we didn't do intern slip and slide, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember.
Times have changed. I remember it, since you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Intern slip and slide.
So intern slip and slide on a hard patio in the back.
It was great fun.
The world has changed so much. And your stay here since the early – that's right before the iPhone came out. That's what destroyed humanity, I'm telling you.
You might be right.
I'm serious. So we had interns here, and we would have fun with them, and it would be playful. And could you imagine even asking management to do that now? I wouldn't even open the door to ask. I got in trouble for doing that. But that's after like 3 or 4 years of doing it. It was a big hit, and it was awesome. Everyone loved it.
It was fun.
Yeah. They would slip. I brought the slip and slide in the backyard. They would slide down it, and then they would tell us about their major and what they plan on doing with their life. It was a combo of fun and instruction.
Yep.
And all that shut down. And we had a dunk tape, and we had dunk tank. We also had, Mindy, don't forget about the guillotine like toy crusher.
Yes, yes, the bone crusher. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. I really wish I'd been writing more of this down for my book later on.
I'm forgetting myself. The answer to all this, what was his name?
Rob.
Rob? Management kills me in so many ways. Okay? That's what it is.
That's the deal.
Management and political correctness has destroyed me.
Except for our current managers. They're wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I'm not reflecting on. Well, it's different times now.
Yeah.
So even they could be as cool as can be, and they still wouldn't allow it because someone would be offended.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got to wrap it up with one more. Or?
That's Mindy's way of saying it's time to go. It's 11 o'clock. Oh, is it my turn?
I think it's your turn. Yeah.
Last one.
Come on. I'm going to go with the strip because these are old. Look at this
They're
thing.
They're really old.
Are you ready? Dun, 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 dun. Why are there 12 months in a year? Go. I thought we already had this one.
Did we?
Why are there 12 months in a year?
Because my birthday has to be included and it's in the 12th month.
Because 13's too many and 11's not enough.
That's a good answer,
Sean. I mean, there's a social construct to this you always tell us about with calendars, but I don't know why it's
12 full moons in a year.
And we just had a full moon last night.
Our calendar is based on the lunar cycle, which is about 30 days.
Yes. Okay. Oh, very cool.
We can't leave on that, can we?
No, that's a great one to leave
Let's
on.
Let's talk about more thermohaline circulation. In the
All right, everybody. We'll see you later.
Time to shut.
Get your questions into brownbag@wnep.com. brownbag@wnep.com. And Travis, keep them coming.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.